Big up to Smokey J.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Doc PLC.
Yeah.
Sweetness. Renegade.
Yeah.
Drill.
Yeah. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Bears,
brews, and the bros.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Yeah, get paid. Going against the grain. Push your hard line. Like Renegade. Page and Doc. Time to operate. Nothing sweet when the sweetness debate. Yeah, yeah, you know the drill. Stack more paper. Major players. Led by the fornicator. Smoking Jay. He fucking the game up. Came up. Dropping fire since day one. Yeah, it's boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Tap in, be sure to subscribe. Smash that like button. Drop a comment. Yeah.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. It's your boy, Smoking Jay, up in the house of my other brothers. We got Renegade. We got Drilly. We are the Bros. And today, we're talking about the top 12 quarterbacks for redraft, single QB leagues, but you could use it for super flex, too. We're going to throw some sneaky plays and shit like that that could sneak into the top 12. But, man, how my brothers doing tonight, man?
Feeling good, man. Feels good to be back.
Good to see football on TV. Too bad I can't watch it yet. But thank God of this shit, man. It's fucking great to be here as usual, brother.
Hell yeah.
Good to see you, Renegade.
You too, brother. Both my brothers all day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. We're back at it. You know, that it's that time of year. We got preseason, man. We got the, you know, itching for fantasy football. Drafts on the way. So we're going to try to give you guys these rankings back to back to back ASAP. So, man, let's kick this shit off, man. Let's go with the number one quarterback that we have. This is a consensus list. This is a combination of all of the bros rankings, and we ended up breaking it down, and this is how it came out. This is consensus top 12 from the bros. Let's go with number one, Brody.
Let's get it, man. None other than Patrick motherfucking Mahomes. And I see people, they try to get a little too cute, and they put somebody else at top, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, whatever. We all seen what Patrick Mahomes did in the Super Bowl, basically all by himself, running backwards, jumping off his foot and throwing it, hitting the dude in the face mask, no help at all. I believe they could have, should have won that Super Bowl if they had the linemen they usually have, nobody injured, whatnot, whatever. It was a good Super Bowl, whatever. But Patrick Mahomes, talent-wise, he's a beast. And just to go along with the weapons he has with Tyreek Hill, one of the fastest guys in the NFL, if not the fastest. You got Kelce, the best tight end in the league. And then you got nice young receivers coming to play. Hilaire as well. And I mean, I don't think you have to have fancy receivers for this guy either. He's going to make it work for whatever he got. Hardman, Pringle, Robinson. He got guys that are flat out fast. And all he got to do, if they beat it, he got the arm to throw it over the top and to hit them. So Patrick Mahomes, I think, man, number one overall, always should be.
Beautiful. I try to figure out where some guys do that, and they put other guys number one, you know what I'm saying, in these redraft stuff like that. I think they do it just so they can prove that they're probably right at the end of the year. But like you said, the fucking Patrick Mahomes sitting up there, boy, I always look forward to QBs on revenge mode or teams in revenge mode, and fucking the Chiefs have to be in revenge mode. They, each and every one of them, at least their stars that I've heard, they'll say that they were embarrassed in that Super Bowl, bro.
Yeah.
Embarrassed the team after, you know, being the Super Bowl defending champs, you know, to, you know, even though they got beat by fucking by the Buccaneers. That defense is nasty as fuck. But at the same time, to not score a touchdown, to hold the Chiefs to not scoring a touchdown, bro, that's insane, bro. It's pretty huge. But, you know, I got faith in Mahomes. Everybody else does. It's plain to see. The guy's just great, freak athleticism, bro. Bro, they always showing highlights and shit like that of him, bro.
Mahomes, and he can run, guy. Too. He can run yeah, now. Yeah.
Mahomes is that guy, though, bro. He's always going to be that guy for, you know what I'm saying, for the next couple of motherfucking years. You can't deny
it. Like you say, he motivated. They're already talking about undefeated season and coming in and trying to ball the fuck out. They're going to, just like they got embarrassed, they're going to try to embarrass people.
Yeah, man, just fantasy-wise, you already know it's going to be a killer. That's why he's always, you know, the number one QB off the board, you know what I'm saying? And he's going in the first and second round. And motherfuckers are not looking at him bad. They're like, oh, you took Mahomes? Nobody could laugh at that, bro. Nobody could laugh at that. You know what I'm saying? Depending on where you get him now. Am I saying get him in the 1-1? Absolutely not. But
in super flex, that's a different story.
Right.
But single QB leagues, yeah, man. You know, you get him in the back end of the second or
second
whatever, beginning. You know, whatever strategy you want to roll with, I wouldn't be mad at it. But if you are doing that, you got to stack him up. You know, be smart about it.
He's good for 25, 30 points a game. Shit.
Consistent, man. That offense is going to be super consistent. He's got the weapons. And like Brody said, you know, he'll make Pringle, Robinson, Hardman a weapon on any given week if for some reason Kelce and Hill can't get it popping. So Mahomes, man, number one, you know, just for, you know, some context, both of you guys had Mahomes number one. Me and Sweetness had the next guy that we're going to talk about at number one. And he's coming in at number two. And that's my guy, Kyler Murray. You know, I'm really big on him. We need to remember, before his injury last year, he was on pace to be the quarterback one. He was on pace to do that. He was averaging 30.1 points per game. Like, that's what he was averaging before his injury. You know, after his injury, he averaged 17 points per game, which was, you know, weeks 11 through 17. So that's a big drop off. That injury played a part. We saw that offense change too, with DeAndre Hopkins not being himself. You know, I know Brody over here don't want to hear it, but Drake not being, you know, not producing. Christian Kirk, one of my sleepers last year, right before Kyler Murray's injuries, he scored 5 touchdowns in 3 games. After the rest of the year, he wasn't popping off no more. So that was huge. If Kyler Murray can stay healthy, I think he can finish number one. This guy's just one of the best in the game. Averaged 35 pass attempts per game, which tied for 10th in the league. He also averaged 8 rushes per game as a quarterback that ranked third. Averaged 51 rushing yards per game that ranked second, and had 11 rushing touchdowns that ranked second at the QB position. Man, this guy's no joke. And this guy's got wheels on him. Don't forget about it. He averaged 71% of his rushing attempts were 15 miles per hour. That's how fast he was running. 71%. The rest of the league, what did they average? 21% of those motherfuckers averaged that. That's crazy. 15 plus miles per hour per rush is what he was averaging at 71% of his runs, bro. The rest of the league does it at a 21% clip. That's crazy, bro. And that's not just quarterbacks. That's everybody. That's crazy, dog. So, Kyler Murray, my guy. You guys already know how I feel about him. How are you guys feeling?
Hey, I like it. I like it as well. Me personally, I didn't have it two. I had him three personally. I like him a lot. And what you said is true. After he got injured, that changed the dynamic of that team, because those linebackers, those linemen are looking out to him. If he's hurt, they're not looking for him to run no more. They know where it's going. They're stacking that box and everything. He makes that team go. And he got AJ Green added, and Rondale Moore as well. So they got weapons galore over there to spread the offense and to ball out. And they got Connor, but I'm not a Connor believer. So I believe that he could still vulture all those touchdowns and get, I don't say 11, but I say 8 or 9, because he did get hurt last year running and try to do too much or whatnot. They're going to try to limit him a little bit more. He's a smart guy. He got a baseball background, knows how to slide. But, hey, I'm with it. I like it. I'm not mad at you. Got him at your number one. Number two, he is a baller for sure. And I do target him in drafts.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Man, I be think he's a steal. You know what I'm saying? I just got done in a couple drafts where you very comfortable with getting a motherfucking Kyler Murray. But everything else that you brought up, though, too, I just like, you know, I like JJ going over there, you know what I'm saying? Defensive opportunities to go ahead and get them the ball back and everything else like that. Like I said, their backfield losing, you know, losing Drake over there with, you know, with Raider Nation now. You know, you got Chase Evans, motherfucker James Conner. Like, I'm not too impressed with that backfield neither. Can they do some things? Yeah, but like I said, though, too, I think a lot of those goal lines, if Kyler Murray wants to go ahead and rush it in, it's like that. But we remember that this is a motherfucking air raid type offense, though, too. So, you know what I'm saying? That ball's always going to be thrown. They're going to want to throw it. You know what I'm saying? They want to get it down the motherfucking field. Who's that? Who's that coach over there? What's his name? Is it
Kingsbury?
Yeah, Cliff, right? Cliff Kingsbury. Yep. Yeah, yep. You know what I'm saying? Young guy.
Yep.
He believes in his players and shit like that. I like the addition of you know, AJ Green, veteran. A lot of veterans over there. D-Hop, I think Rondell Moore can go ahead and learn a lot of things from that shit. And man, Kyler Murray's he's going to be rocking, bro. You can't say nothing bad about her, you know what I'm saying, besides getting injured. You know, I seen a little bit of like a attitude shit, but that's a nitpicking ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see it like, man, just get your head in the game.
He is a little cocky motherfucker, though.
But he wants to win.
That's perfect, though, for him, too. That gives him that little edge as well.
He's been like that because they always told him he couldn't do this, though, because of his height, because of how short he is. Yeah. He's a little motherfucker, but look what
He reminds me of Russ.
Nah, he's got it. You know what I'm saying? Playing with a chip on your shoulder and everything else like that, though, bro, it brings a certain, but he's competitive, bro. And you got to be in this motherfucking league, bro. But love Kyler Murray. If you're not targeting him, you know what I'm saying, in these motherfucking drafts.
What did you do?
What did you do? Mahomes will be gone. I'll be like, Josh Allen probably going to be gone too, you know what I'm saying? But, you know. But bringing up motherfucking Josh Allen, bro, that's our number motherfucking three guy over there, man.
Look, the Stallion.
Allen the Stallion took a chance last year over there. It paid off, even though I still didn't get no motherfucking championship, though. We're still not rolling with it. We talk about motherfucking Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills, 37 TDs. The addition of Stephon Diggs over there last year was fucking huge. The connection, well, let's say who we got over there now, motherfucking, they what, Emmanuel Sanders over there?
Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, Jacoby. Is the name Jacob? What is his name? Jacob. I forgot his other name.
What position are you talking about?
Wide receiver.
You're not talking about Diggs.
No. There's another guy.
Oh, Gabriel Davis.
Why did they?
Okay.
Gabriel Davis, man.
They got the rookie Stevenson as well.
Man, there's a lot. They didn't do too much to their motherfucking backfield. And it's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm expecting somewhat of the same outcome. And not only that, but to be better too as well. Josh Allen is one of those guys that sacrifices the shit out of his body though too, which worries me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time though,
he's a big ass dude.
Yeah.
He's a big motherfucker.
He can fucking rock you. I think a lot of, you know, probably some DBs, they probably ain't scared, but a lot of them are motherfucking getting rocked.
Hey, it's a big difference trying to go head on versus Kyler Murray and versus a Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Murray's shifty, but Allen's looking for that contact. So
he'll
that's
put
a big
that
difference.
Shoulder in your ass.
Exactly.
Yep. I love it, though.
He's ain't going to be a cornerback or something trying to tackle him. It's a wrap.
He's got the rocket for the arm. We got money making Mitch over there.
Oh, stop it. Stop it already. Stop it.
You know,
let's not go there.
This guy is some. He makes the show somehow, some way. Let's fucking leave this guy in 2020 with the COVID. Fuck that shit.
I have to bring him up because I know how my man's motherfucking smoking.
He try to get me hot over here, dog. Shit. Yeah, it's hot in here, dog.
You know what it is, though, man. Hey, Josh Allen went crazy last year.
He did.
All of these motherfucking, all these drafts, all the mock drafts that I've done for super flexes or anything else like that. Well, man, he's been at the 1-2. You know, I've seen him going in the 1-1. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, though, too. But ain't this? I know we're all doing redrafts here, shit like that, though. But there's a lot of super flex going on. It's super popular. You know what I mean? And Josh Allen is definitely top dog, like one of the top dogs in that motherfucker, bro. So got a lot of faith, man. Bills Mafia, they're motherfucking glad to have him over there. And for fantasy purposes, man, you know, that's the type of dude that's solid to get you that championship, man. For real, if you got, you know, the rest of your team right. Josh Allen is the fucking cherry on top, bro.
Man, I agree with you, bro. The fact that there's injuries with those running backs right now in camp with Zach Moss, I'm not afraid of that role being taken away from him being the goal line back, because I feel like that's what he is. He plays that part. because he's the biggest motherfucker in that backfield playing the quarterback position. Then you added Stephon Diggs last year, which this is what this young quarterback needed, was an alpha dog receiver that could get fucking open, you know? And yeah, you know, and back in the days, you know, I used to say this motherfucker is super inaccurate. But when you pair him up with a receiver that can, you know, offset that, he could offset that like a motherfucker. And now he's got confidence, and now he's dropping dimes.
Yep.
That's all it takes. So yeah, Josh Allen, bro, for me, I got no problems with him. Super flex, top three, top five pick. You want to take a number one overall, go for it. But Josh Allen's a beast. He proved it. This guy's a dual threat like a motherfucker. Man, I can't say nothing but good things about Josh Allen. I'm sorry I fucking bashed you back in the days. Sorry.
yeah, I fuck with Josh Allen too. Brody said it. His completion rate went up to 69%, and it's one of the highest I'm seeing on this list. Mahomes is at 66. Let's see, Russell Wilson is at 69. Herbert, 67. 67 for Murray. He got real accurate because Stephon Diggs was one of the most receivers that catch the most inaccurate balls. He had Kirk Cousins, so he had a lot of practice. So, you know what I'm saying? And the only knock on Josh Allen this year that I see people are like a little hesitating, his first three games are against big dogs. I think it's the Steelers, Ravens, and somebody else. It's three big good defenses, but you don't hesitate on that because big players make big plays in big games. You know what I'm saying? And they ball out, and think they're going to be going back and forth. And those games are going to – he's going to put the team on his back type shit. Him and Diggs going to go crazy. So, I love Josh Allen, man. You heard me say it last year, Fornicator, him and Diggs, man, was going to ball out, and they did exactly what I thought.
One of the greatest stacks that you could probably have. Yeah. Balled out. Fucking wow. Yeah. Nasty.
Yes, sir. So we go – We good on him, so we can move on to our number four, Mr. Dakota Prescott. Man,
everybody knew back. That
he was balling out week one through three. He had 1,800 yards, 9 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, I think, in the first three games. I mean, I read a stat last year. I don't quote me on this. I think it was like up to week 7. He was still like top 5 in the league with yardage thrown. And he didn't play in like 3 weeks. He balls the fuck out. You seen it, that whole team took a dip when he left. Zeke couldn't run. Took a minute for Lamb to get ready. Well, it was his rookie year, you know. But Mari Cooper was the only one. They were force feeding him. He was eating. But when you put Dak up in that bitch, man, he balling out, throwing about 300-400 yards a game. Running, gonna get those touchdowns. He got the legs. Hopefully that's not a mind thing in him. And hopefully he gets over that with his ankle. That shit was very gruesome. I was watching the game and that shit was crazy because last year he was going in those crazy games. The Cowboys are not gonna have a great defense. Yeah, they picked up the rookie. He's gonna be nice, Parsons, whatever. He's not gonna make that whole defense. You know, they're gonna keep going back and forth. They're gonna be in shootouts, 20, 30 point plus games. You know, last year it was 40, 50 points a game. So, you know, watch out for Dak Prescott. If he didn't have the shoulder problem right now, he had another MRI just to make sure it's getting better. I would have had him a little higher. Me personally, I had him 3. So I would have put him – I had him 4, but I would have put him higher 3. I expect a big comeback year from Dak Prescott. Got all the weapons I just fucking named out. Zeke. PPR monster, Mari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, and the mother boys on the bench. So Blake Jarwin and Schultz. I mean, they got weapons galore. So, you know, that's where I'm coming on that one.
Yeah, man. I'd be lying if I said that the motherfucking Cowboys wasn't a team that I was excited. I mean, I'm excited to watch all football, but motherfucking excited for the Cowboys.
Fantasy-wise, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's going to be electric to watch, bro. Jerry Jones and that whole Cowboys, I mean, they're infamous for wanting to win and everything else like that, though, too, man. And then to, you know, Dak, you know, pay the man. He's coming back from motherfucking that type of injury. And you see how hungry he is, how what the connection he has with the rest of his team, that fucking chemistry that he's got with all of them. But my main thing here is motherfucking having CeeDee come out in his sophomore year and motherfucking be making those type of catches that he was making with fucking the other quarterbacks that he had to deal with over there. He still shined without Dak being there. So with Dak being there, I think that's a super, 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 super fucking plus for CD. And not only that, you know, obviously the yards and the points come for Dak too as well. You know what I'm saying? Just another team's high-powered offense. Like you said, though, too, I kind of agree to a point, too, that their defense is there. I mean, they're going to have to wake up and do something. But for us as fantasy players, we look at those weak defenses and try to get on the other side, on the offensive side, and grab those types of players so we can win, because they're going to keep throwing the ball. They're going to keep throwing the ball.
And, yeah. Hey, Drill, last year, these are his four games that he played. He had 19 points.
The audio cut out.
Yeah, you cutting off, Brody.
My bad. You guys hear me now?
Yeah. We good.
My bad. I said the four games that Dak did play last year, he had 19 points against the Rams, Atlanta 40 points, Seahawks 34.48, and Cleveland 45.28. So that motherfucker was
that motherfucker 19 point game. That like it all everything, all the other points is just overshadows it.
Everybody. That might have been the one he got hurt. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though, man. It's
No, I think it was the Giants. He got hurt. Well, 14 points. That's what it was. Okay.
You love that shit, but you love that shit. We all knew that Dak is good and he was fucking something special and everything else like that. But I just love the NFL season out of this COVID fucking bullshit. And you know what I'm saying? And moving into having a full preseason, it's going to make a huge difference this year. Huge difference this year. And fucking for, you know, to be coming back after an injury, to get yourself good and to build back that chemistry with everybody that you had on your team, man, Dak is going to explode, bro. Got to love him. You know, I had him a little bit lower though too, but you know what I'm saying? Not too far off of where we're at right now.
Yeah, but I was about to read that off real quick. You had him fifth. I had him third. Renegade had him fourth. Sweetness had him eighth. So I would have loved to have why he has him at eight. But either way, you know.
Maybe the injury. Maybe.
And I know with the MRI, I know you mentioned that they're being super cautious with him. You know, it's very important, you know, like to be super cautious with a franchise quarterback like this. So he's going to be ready for week one. That's all the indications are pointing at that. That's going to be the case. He's got all these weapons like y'all were already talking about. He's in this offensive system that actually likes to throw the ball. Even though Zeke is there, they still love to throw the ball. They'll get Zeke involved in a passing game. And the defense, I know they added Michael Parsons, but that's still you can't mask the whole defense. You know what I'm saying? He can't be everywhere. So the game script is going to be favorable for him. He's already been doing it. His first 3 years in the league, he was scoring 6 rushing touchdowns every year. Last year, he only played 5 games, had 3 rushing touchdowns there. This guy's a dual threat as well. Could do it all. You know, Dakota Prescott, man, I can't say enough good things about him, man. He's in a perfect team, perfect offense with the talent around him. You guys got to get him if you can, without a doubt. Let's go with our next guy coming in at number 5. We're going to talk about Action Jackson, Lamar Jackson. Motherfucker. I know it's a problem that he doesn't pass the ball as much as we want him to. Last year, he finished number 10. He only passed the ball 376 times. He only had 2,757 passing yards. That's a problem for an elite quarterback. But the reason why he finished number 10 is because of his rushing game, because this guy gets over 1,000 rushing yards a year. And it's like, it can be a little bit scary because he puts himself in harm's way. But honestly, I've never really seen Lamar take like a crazy hit. I don't know about you guys. I don't remember off the top of my head. And if you guys remember, go ahead and chime in because I can't right now. But this guy's pretty safe, it seems like to me. I think he makes smart runs. I've seen him break runs for touchdowns, long gainers. So that's what he does. And I am a little worried about the news that came out about Rashad Bateman. He needs surgery. That does worry me. I know this is going to sound a little bit weird. You guys might laugh at me right now, but they got Sammy Watkins. And Sammy Watkins, when he's healthy, he's not bad. He's really not, bro. And I feel like this is going to help that whole all of those passing options. You talk about Mark Andrews, Hollywood Brown, and Sammy Watkins himself. One big thing that I wanted to say, though, before you know, I move off of Lamar Jackson, last year, when they made the switch with J.K. Dobbins, it was around, you know, it was in the early teens, but week 12 to week 17, Lamar was the number one quarterback, averaging 27.1 fantasy points per game. So once they implemented JK into that starting lineup, that offense made a shift and he made some improvements. Don't forget, JK Dobbins comes from Ohio State, who played with Justin Fields, bear the fuck down, and played a heavy read option offense. That's what the Ravens do. So Justin Fields, he's not at Lamar Jackson level yet. We can't say that. But even though I think he will, at the end of the day, be better, because I feel like he could throw the ball better. But Lamar Jackson's been doing this. And you add a dynamic weapon like that in the backfield, and you still got Gus Edwards, who's going to plow motherfuckers. I like it for him. And I got to talk about the rushing attack and the running game when it comes to the Ravens, because that's what they do. And I still value Lamar Jackson a little bit higher than some, but I do understand why motherfuckers have him a little bit lower. I ain't mad at it. I get it. We want our quarterbacks to pass the ball. I'm still willing to take the risk with him. Just for context, again, Lamar Jackson, I have him at number five. Sid or Drilly, you have him. Actually, you have him at number five. No, my bad. You have him at number four. Number four. Brody over here, you have him at number seven, and Sweetness had him at number five, too. It's not too far off. Honestly, I do understand why he's at seven. I know some people were giving you a little bit of heat on your post, Renegade, about Lamar Jackson being too low. But at the end of the day, one thing I always say, you got to be able to make an argument for and against the player. So go ahead and talk about why you have him at seven and what your concerns are when it comes to Action Jackson.
Yeah, I fuck with Lamar Jackson, man. And I love him. I want him to succeed as a quarterback, and I want him to take that next step as a quarterback. And I thought with Bateman this year, it was going to happen. I thought he was going to be that guy, because in training camp, he was flashing. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I did these rankings before that. And even if he was healthy, I didn't think he was going to make that much of an impact, because I traded him in Dynasty for Hopkins. And it was a whole trade. But anyway, you know, let's name those wide receivers. They're good, but let's talk about him. Bateman, he came in. He's supposed to be a stud. He's already hurt. And Watkins, he could be really good, but he's got injury issues. Hollywood Brown, another injury issue. The only person they got that's consistent is Andrews, and I got him in a lot of my leagues, and he's a red zone threat. He's a beast. And I fuck with Lamar Jackson. I do want him to take that next step as a quarterback. And the quarterbacks I do have ahead of him have elite wide receivers as well. Like I have Herbert, I have Russell Wilson in front of him. They have Keenan Allen. They have DK Metcalf. They got Tyler Lockett to save their ass. They got those type of guys to take them to the next level. I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson is they're more talented than Lamar Jackson.
He needs one of those.
Yeah, but he needs one of those guys to take the pressure off of him, so he doesn't have to do so many of those runs. And you said he does get away. He is a very slippery quarterback, and he does a great job. But all it takes is one fucking hit.
Yeah, I know.
Ask RG3 or not, or just a tweak of the of your shit moving the wrong way. And I hope
Carson Wentz, rookie year.
Yeah, it just takes that. If you do too much as a quarterback and you're acting like a running back, it's not going to end well for you. You see, running backs don't have a long fucking lifespan in the NFL. So, you know, he needs to sit back there and start throwing more. I want to see him as an elite quarterback do that. But fantasy football wise, he will get you 1,000 yards. And if he does get that motherfucking wide receiver, watch out. Watch out. But you know what is crazy to me? There was a lot of free agent wide receivers this year and nobody signed. So,
they offered a contract to Juju. He decided to go back to KC. There was somebody else. Who else was it? Was it Kenny G?
Yeah, Kenny G. Yep.
Yeah.
They offered him as well. That was a perfect spot for him to go. He'll eat all day. But
you would think
why he's not really. Yeah, because he's like, hell no, they run too much. Let me get the fuck. You know, let me go to the Giants. They're gonna throw all day. Shit.
Yeah, it's crazy that you bring that up, because a lot of these elite quarterbacks at least have one wide receiver that's worthy enough almost to take them in the first three rounds of a motherfucking of any fucking goddamn fantasy football draft, bro. It's interesting that you bring that up, because it's a motherfucking, you can surround yourself with somebody that's good, but when you got all these motherfucking injuries and everything else though too. But what makes Lamar Jackson just interesting is his feet. And do you want to see him slow down? You know what I'm saying? Eventually, that shit's going to catch up to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have a good mix. You have to have a good mix. And I hated it that Andrews for the long time was the, I mean, shit, that's the reason why he's up there with the rest. Almost
he's a beast.
He's the second tier of
my. He is their right receiver over there.
Right. You know what I'm saying, though? You're like, there were motherfuckers that want to take Hollywood and you're like, everybody's like, oh, we're not too much about that. Like, these motherfuckers getting open. He has no stud over there, though. But what makes though that shit good, too, that I mean, the Ravens are a run first team, though, anyway. Yep. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they build their offense around him. Yep.
I think he's just following suit right there. But if he could get the right mix between running and motherfucking passing, bro, that he starts to move way the fuck up. You know what I mean? I agree on all the points that you guys have put down. It's interesting. And a lot of us fantasy managers and everything else like that, what it goes to, bro, we just want to see the mix, the right mix. But can he get there? Like you said, Sammy Watkins too. I liked it. Motherfucker Rashad Bateman. It's hard to hear this news, bro. There's a lot of injury shit going on.
I think that's the biggest thing. How long is it gonna take for Bateman to come back? Because a lot of the comps, and we like this because we're from Shot City, baby. Allen Robinson, they were comping this guy to A-Rob, bro. That's high praise. You add an Allen Robinson type player to that offense, that's going to make life easier for the quarterback. Look what it did for Mitch.
Let's start his career like Allen Robinson.
Oh, man. No. Hey.
That's a bad joke, but I'm just saying.
No, that was good. That
hey,
was
I
good.
Keep it 100. I hey, keep it 100.
Hey, I fuck with it. You ain't lying. Hey, but look what it did for Mitch. Look for what it did for Nick Foles, A-Rob. Look what it did for Blake Bortles. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. What will an A-Rob type player, and he's not there now. I'm just saying, that's the high hopes. Yeah. Bateman can make a difference for this team. How long is it going to take for him to come back? That's a question. Right now, we don't have that answer. But I'm confident in that rushing attack that he's still going to be up there at the end of the year for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, we'll move on. We got number six, man. We got Dangerous of the motherfucking Seattle Seahawks. The good old motherfucking reliable bro right there, bro.
Yes, sir.
Sierra's husband.
Sierra, I mean, you gotta love this dude's work, and you gotta love everything about him. I've loved Dangerous for a long motherfucking time, bro. He's getting a little older, but he's still there. And that motherfucking defense, ain't nobody signed KJ Wright. KJ Wright's gone, shit like that though too. I still think their defense is weak. I still a shootout time over there for motherfucker to Seattle Seahawks too, bro. Look, oh yeah. Yeah. If y'all talk shit about my Raiders all day, you know what I'm saying? I can talk shit about my secondary favorite team too, you know?
Do it for Pete. Do it for Pete, goddammit.
You know what? Pete Carroll's probably one of the best, cool.
I love it.
I've ever seen it.
Y'all remember when they drafted DK, took the shirt off and everything.
That shit was funny as fuck.
Hell yeah.
It was crazy as shit. But yeah, though, man, you look at everybody that they motherfucking have. Shit, I think Dwayne Eskridge is on the pup list right now. I know they pick up Dwayne.
Oh, he just came back. He just came back to cool. practice.
So yeah. He just came back. Yeah. You got DK Metcalf. You got Tyler Lockett, man. Chris Carson back there, bro. I'm hoping to God, bro, that I don't owe any shares to him, but Chris Carson, you got to love how cold he is when he fucking plays. And I just want that kid to make it through a fucking full season, bro. I really do. I really fucking do. Like, you hope and pray and motherfucking everything else like that, bro, because he's a stud. And you need something.
They got a tight end over there, don't they?
Gerald Everett. Gerald Everett.
Yeah, that's her too.
Again, I like that.
I have him. I got him in a trade and everything else like that. Then he ends up going to motherfucking Seattle and ends up getting some praise. I hear some good things coming out of camp.
Oh yeah,
for Gerald Everett too.
Big boy.
Yep. And having a reliable quarterback like motherfucking Russell Wilson, bro. It does wonders for anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think of the Seattle Seahawks, you think of Russell Wilson, bro. Number one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hawks.
He's a leader. He's fucking great. You know, I got DK Metcalf some shares, traded him away in some shares, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, too, man, it's going to be another wild season, bro, over there, bro. But I think he's a fucking great, reliable quarterback to have, bro. Like, and if you don't get the Josh Allens, the Mahomes, the Lamar Jacksons and shit like that, I'm not mad sitting there and be like, who you got for a quarterback? Russell Wilson, baby. Like, motherfuckers are not going to look at you. They don't play fantasy football. They're like, oh, Russell.
That's why you don't reach for quarterbacks. You got quarterbacks like Russ coming down the line, you know, That's why I personally don't jump for
unless I'm drafting with you motherfuckers, and then you guys are like, oh, look at the snipe. Here comes the I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna get Russell Wilson right here.
I mean, single QB leagues, like Brody just said, you wait, you let these other QBs go. Russ is gonna be up there with them. You know what I'm saying? He will. And don't forget this guy, he always has, and it's so fucked up because he starts off with that MVP caliber type season. And then some bullshit happens. Like last year, that offense just like stopped letting him cook.
Yep.
And it changed everything up. They changed out the OC. He's gone. They got a new one in here. They're talking about passing the ball a lot more. They added Eskridge, a rookie who could run his ass off, run routes like a motherfucker. You got DK, Tyler Lockett, Gerald Everett, Carson. You got all these weapons, and Russ is one of the smartest quarterbacks in the game. He will run, but he's so smart about it, man. So smart. So Russ is as safe as they come, and he's got upside. He's always got MVP caliber type season upside. And that's something that, like Brody just said, don't reach on those quarterbacks. You're going to have somebody like Russ late mid rounds. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. He had what? 4,200 yards last year, 40 touchdowns, only 13 interceptions. 513 rush yards, only 2 rushing touchdowns, but 69% completion rate. So, I mean, he's a beast. Like you said, he was an MVP for almost half the year, or a little bit more than that. So, you can't snooze on him. But what are we at? Number 7?
Lucky number 7.
Yes, sir. That's a good movie. Seven. Oh,
this is my boy right here. Herbert the pervert, my guy, the young guy, man. Shout out to the athletic trainer in the Buffalo Bills. I mean, not in the Buffalo Bills, in the
Chargers.
Yeah, for poking Tyrod Taylor. Thank God he's safe, though. You know, I'm glad he's good and everything.
good luck.
They threw this man into the fire, man, and he balled the fuck out as a rookie. 4,300 yards, 31 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 234 rush yards, 5 rushing touchdowns. He broke the rookie record for completions, 396. The youngest quarterback to throw for at least 30 touchdowns in a season. He's 22 years old and 299 days. And he also broke Cam Newton's record for the most total touchdowns by a rookie in a season, rushing and throwing, with a total of 36. So, short COVID season, you don't know you're going to be a starter. I mean, no training camp, you know,
crazy.
No preseason. You're thrown into the fire as a rookie. I mean, you know, he balled the fuck out, broke records. He did his thing. This year, I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator. I mean, a new coach. They're already talking about building the offense around him, letting him, you know, do more, take over the offense more, choose where his reads, you know, go take it long, and if he wants to, this dude's gonna eat. They got Eckler coming off so far healthy right now. That's another man that can eat PPR wise. We already spoke of Keenan Allen. You know his beautiful route running. He's gonna be a beast.
Cooks.
Mike Williams. Hopefully, I'm not too sure what happened with him. I know he got injured, but he's another target monster. Somebody off the top that could fly. And then we got my boy Josh Palmer. Not too many people know about, man. He's sweet with the feet. He's smooth with it, man. He's gonna be a sleeper this year as well. They got talent around him. They in the draft, they got him. They got a couple, you know, linemen as well to protect the franchise quarterback. What looks to be a franchise quarterback. Man, I love this dude, and get your shares of the fucking Herbert, man. He's another guy that's going around 6, maybe 7. A lot of people are jumping on him this year as well. So he's going before Russell Wilson and a couple other guys. So, you know, don't reach for him too much, but just let him fall to you. 6, 7 round. I believe that's a perfect round. 7, something like that.
Yeah, man. Hey, when you talk about Justin Herbert, he said, man, I know your guy. And fuck, he's like, it's impressive. Like you said, COVID season, don't know you're coming in. And not only that, had to deal with all the injuries on the offense too. No Eckler, losing big guy Mike Williams, you know what I'm saying, for a little bit.
In and out, yeah.
He has to deal with, and he's still balling out. And not only that, they lost a bunch of games, but they didn't lose them by that much. And we're talking about motherfuckers, they went against the Kansas City Chiefs, so they had them clear going tit for tat.
Hunter Henry too. He missed some games too.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, Hunter Henry, yeah.
Dude, impressive as fuck. And I don't give a fuck about no sophomore slump shit. If you can do that with all that adversity in your face and motherfucking sit up here and come in here and ball out, you are built for this shit. You are built for it. So when you go ahead and get, you know, your whole offensive pieces back, you got a whole offseason, preseason. What? Hey, Justin Herbert is going to be one of those motherfuckers that cook like crazy, bro. And I'm willing to bet on it. He's another quarterback that has a stud-ass wide receiver in Keenan Allen. Yep. You know what I'm saying? You might not have Keenan Allen up there with the top tier receivers, but he's right there. Bro, like he's just
he's up there for sure.
He's up there, hell yeah. Yeah.
What he got, Justin Herbert loves him, bro. 144 targets last year, I believe.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? I love it.
Insane. But he was able to do a lot, and I think the Chargers fucking coming. Did they get a new DC too? I know on their defensive side, some shit changed over there though too. That they're trying to fucking get that up.
They got a new head coach, so I'm not sure too sure about the defense.
Like, dude,
they probably changed everything.
Dude that came from the Rams, I believe some shit like that. But even then though, fuck all the coaching and fuck everything else. Just pure raw talent alone. Justin Herbert's that guy. Like, he's that guy, bro. There's nothing more that you can say about that. And I'm interested as fuck to see what he's gonna do this year. And that's probably one of the guys I reached for a draft. And a bold take, I'll tell you this, in the next 3 years, Herbert will be on the motherfucking Madden cover. He'll be on that bitch.
He's a dog. For some reason, I can't remember the head coach either. The OC is Joe Lombardi coming over from the Saints. We've seen what he did over there. That's why there's a lot of, you know, Eckler hype because of what he did with Kamara over there. So, you know,
the head coach is the old defensive coordinator from the Rams. That's why I said, it's going to be a more even.
So what that means is Joe Lombardi has full control of that offense. And you saw what he did with Drew Brees, who has not even half the arm that Herbert has. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be crazy to see what he does. Justin Herbert, you know, he fits those balls through those tight pockets, through those tight holes, whether you like it or not. That's why they call him Herbert the pervert. You know what I'm saying? That's what he does. He's a baller. COVID year, rookie year, ball the fuck out. Second year, a sophomore slump. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
That ain't happening, dog. Let's go, man. Hey, next guy up, number 8, redraft, right? QB, Tom Brady, the GOAT. Tampa Bay, man. I know Sweetness happy as hell. He had Brady at 4, just so you guys know.
He's crazy.
The 3 of us, we had him 8, 8, and 9. So, you know, we were all in range. You know what I'm saying? Except for Sweetness, of course, you know.
But
you can understand, though. You can understand why he got him so high, though. Because he got weapons over there like a motherfucker.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, if he turns back into anything, which I hear in camp, he's been looking beautiful, man. Go ahead, Brody.
No, you good, man. Over 400 completions, over 4,600 yards. The running game, they kind of like mix and match it with Foreskin and Ronald Jones, which is okay. That's good enough. But you have all these weapons. You got Gronk, you know, Evans, Godwin, Antonio Brown. And then you got a coach who literally said after they won a Super Bowl, I didn't do nothing. I gave the keys to Brady. I didn't do shit. Bro, so what the fuck is he going to do this year? So, yeah, man.
He had a fucked up knee or something. He had
Yeah. He played with that injury.
Minor tear or some shit.
MCL. And that's the injury that Jay Cutler left the playoff game with. We remember that shit where the Bears were giving him shit about it.
Asshole. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, Tom Brady, we got him at number 8. I don't think you could argue it. But the quarterbacks we have in front of him, they're up there for a reason. He's the GOAT. How y'all feeling?
He's good right there for me. I mean, I ain't gonna argue too much with it. We all had him in the same thing. I can hear Sweetness yelling all the way from where he's at right now. What? Fuck. But I mean, the only reason I could make a case for Sweetness is because, like we were saying, he got Evans, AB, Godwin, and that was his first year with him. He looked a little confused. It took a little bit to start off the season, but it's not going to be that. You don't got Drew Brees over there with the Saints. They ain't going to go in the battles no more. I think he's going to dominate that. He's going to dominate the Falcons. He's going to dominate a lot of people. He's now comfortable in the second year. And he's going to let his boys work. You got Gronk over there. You got AB turning back into somewhat of AB, what he used to be. That's scary. He's a beast, man. He's the GOAT. Fuck it.
Yeah, man. You can't. I was hitting on just all those points though, too. Just the major point is getting a second year with all the same roster you had last year. They're going to try to run it back. They're going to make it far. They're going to fucking do what they got to do, bro. And as long as them cats stay healthy, another little sneaky motherfucker that they got over there that's like sleepers, fucking Scotty Tuhati over there.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's throwing to him like he throw to Edelman or Amendola back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like what Tom Brady's got all the pieces. It's kind of somewhat like that. And you look at that backfield that they have and you compare it to what the Patriots used to have back in the day.
It's a nice 1-2 punch.
It's always been that mix. Playing the hot hand and everything else, though, too. So not too much has changed for Tom Brady. And to come in there on your first year and take the charge, and not only that, take it all the way and then go to the Super Bowl and beat the shit out of the motherfucking Chiefs and motherfucking come out of there. You got to give that fucking defense credit. Probably one of the top defense in the NFL. Bro, it makes life a whole lot easier for motherfucking Tom Brady. Playing against Father Time, bro. I think he's got another one in him. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, let's hope not.
I'll say one thing. Their defense is top notch. And some people might say, hey, they're not gonna have to pass the ball that much. They're not gonna have to do this, that, or the other. I don't believe it. This team wants to score, bro. Bruce Arians doesn't give a fuck. Tom Brady doesn't give a fuck. They're gonna run up the score no matter what, bro. That's what they did in the Patriots. With the Patriots, I'm talking about Brady, and that's what they did over there in the Cardinals with motherfucking Carson Palmer and Bruce Arians, bro. That's what they're gonna do.
Hell yeah. Moving into number 9, talking about another MVP. We got motherfucking Aaron Rodgers, who was fucking around all offseason, motherfucker getting his head clear, having this problem with his fucking organization and everything else like that. But when you're talking about motherfucking Aaron Rodgers, bro. And the Green Bay fucking Packers, he's the fucking leader. He is the motherfucking guy over there, bro. And he gets it done every single time. He's looking beautiful in motherfucking camp over there, throwing it into the net, making these fucking cheeseheads go fucking wild and all this other shit. You know, as much as I hate the Green Packers, I give Aaron Rodgers my fullest fucking respect, bro. That guy is a fucking monster, bro. And, you know... having motherfucking Davante Adams, you know, he was making every fantasy motherfucker that drafted early, which was beautiful because he was slipping so hard, but now he's not going to slip that hard anymore. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to be slipping in drafts like that no more. He's here for another year. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he'll be there afterwards, but motherfucking he's there for that year and he's trying to run that last dance, bro. And motherfucking, if you think that the MVP of the NFL is motherfucker not going to come in here and motherfucking show out, you're crazy as fuck, bro. We got Aaron Rodgers there, motherfucking number 9 for a reason. Like you said, though, too, I feel like those other guys up there could have way bigger, you know, fantasy seasons and stuff like that, though, too. But the Packers are very, very interesting. And him coming back and everything else like that to run it back, just maybe, or, you know, talk about that last dance one last time. I could put my money on Aaron Rodgers and motherfucking feel super comfortable about it, even though I'm a fucking diehard ass Bears fan. It is what it is. This is fantasy football, gents. If you're not motherfucking picking up Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers because you're a fucking Green Bay Packers hater fan, then you must not want to win no money or you not want to win no leagues. You know what I'm saying? This shit like that, though, too. So it's big, bro. Gotta love you some motherfucking Aaron Rodgers. I think he's comfortable. I think his head's clear. You know, he's aired out whatever he had to air out and he's out there to motherfucking play. He's there for his team, bro. And shit made me happy. You know what I'm saying? With a couple players that I got, I'm like, shit, I was worried about them motherfuckers if Aaron Rodgers is not there. But now I'm back to motherfucking breathing easy. I got feeling on
I'm sure a lot of people felt your pain going through that, the ups and downs with the Aaron Rodgers offseason, or if you know whether you had Davante Adams, Aaron Jones, or whatever. But hey, man, this dude's MVP. This dude's coming back for the last dance, like he said. Davante Adams is there. They traded for his old buddy, you know, Randall Cobb. So we'll see, man. One of those receivers got to step up, MVS, Lazard. But they got Tonyan, who I like a lot, and a lot of people probably got to draft him at a discount. If it was during the Aaron Rodgers saga, all that shit. But, yeah, Tonyan, target him, make sure. But, yeah, man, Aaron Rodgers, number 9, man. I mean, you can't go wrong. He's a QB1 for sure.
Yeah, fuck him.
Bear down.
That's all I gotta say. Bear down. We talked about him too much in offseason. Fuck that motherfucker. He's good. He's a beast. Whatever. Our number 10 quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, man. For me, this dude last year, I really didn't trust him. He did his motherfucking thing last year. He still balled out. You know, he got Julio Jones going over there. He got AJ Brown. This dude is gonna ball, and then Derrick Henry, of course, they're gonna play off of that run one, play action fake, and he's gonna throw bombs, exactly what he did with AJ Brown all year. And then when you get a Julio Jones to pair him up with AJ Brown, that's gonna open the offense even more. So they're gonna take pressure off each other. You had Tannehill with 4,200 yards last year, 32 touchdowns. I believe those 32 get almost close to 40, and you know, I don't know if I'm reading this correctly, but it says zero interceptions.
Shit.
That's huge.
I don't know that's huge. Right. I'm looking at this, but
it's not about A-Rod.
Yeah, no. Wait. This is wrong. Wait. I'm sorry.
Oh, Tannehill.
That's Tannehill. Those are projected stats. I'm reading the wrong shit. My bad, y'all.
Yeah, they say.
He had wait. I was like, no, this got to be wrong. So he had 3,800 yards passing, 33 touchdowns, which I still think that goes to 40, and he had 7 interceptions. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that many. You know, a lot of people have 10 to 12, something like that. So, you know, Tannehill, you got a Julio Jones. Man, I mean, you guys know how I love Julio Jones. He's going to take a lot of pressure off of Tannehill, and let's just hope he stays healthy all year. Because him and A.J. Brown, this offense is going to be something to fucking see with Derrick Henry as well. I mean.
It's like you said, though. The defenses have to take a different approach. They got to worry about a lot. And the thing is, though, too, is fucking, you know what I mean? Like, you getting rid of a lot of the receivers that you have and then just motherfucking, you know, adding Julio Jones and A.J. Brown and everything else that did it. We're talking top-notch motherfucking wide receivers. I know they got Firkser over there, the motherfucking tight end, hopefully to fill in that role, that motherfucking
job. Well, they basically lost, what, Corey Davis for Julio Jones? That's, I'll take that shit all day.
I was saying, though, too.
They lost Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu.
You know, I'm hoping that Dez Fitzpatrick goes there, you know what I'm saying, something like that, and they roll in and they, you know, he gets his little touches here and there, and Derrick Henry being able to motherfucking stretch the field with that killer ass stiff arm that he's got. Just, it looks like he's just got a baseball bat when he extends, and when he fucking stiff arms motherfuckers, they just fall the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, it's great, bro. The Titans this offseason made the moves that they made, and it's the reason why Ryan Tannehill is on this list right now. Because if Julio Jones shit, then I don't think that Ryan Tannehill would be where he's at right here. You know what I'm saying, though, too. But you know what I'm saying? It's not about really taking a chance on him. If he can build that chemistry with motherfucking Julio Jones and already with A.J. Brown wanting to show, like I said, I brought it up in different shows. A.J. Brown is definitely going to want to impress his idol. And motherfucking, I think that this is a fucking huge year for A.J. Brown. And if Tannehill can fucking get that out there, bro. All I smell is TDs. That 33 touchdowns is definitely going to go up this year.
Let's not pretend like they got a good defense and they got the best defense.
That's a great point.
That defense had a lot of problems last year. And I think Drill said it earlier, like, man, you target these quarterbacks that have weak defenses. And you're not saying you go get Tannehill super high, but, you know, those late round guys, hey, Tannehill's talent.
He's talented.
You look at him, target like a motherfucker. He got top tier wide receivers. His defense really ain't shit. And he's a nice, decent quarterback. He ball the fuck out. That's the type of guys you look at when quarterbacks take early and you stack your team and you get you a Tannehill and you might have a league winner right there just because stack the fuck out your team.
He finished
number 7 last year. And that's without Julio Jones. I mean, we got him at 10, and that's just because we see some of these players who finish behind him. You know, they're going to make that jump, which is Lamar Jackson, Herbert, you know, Tom Brady, players like that.
They're more talented, flashier players.
Right, they are. They are. But you add a Julio Jones, though, this puts you in range. This definitely gives you a shot. So, yet again, like Brody said, late-round quarterback strategy for single QB leagues. This is another one of those quarterbacks you got to keep on your radar. And if you want to punt the QB position, you fucking draft him in those fucking double-digit rounds, and you walk away happy as fuck. Stack him up with A.J. Brown or Julio.
He had 7 rushing touchdowns.
Check that out.
That's huge.
Seven rushing touchdowns.
Take that, well. Derrick Henry.
You can do it too, Dan. That's what defenses are worried about. Shit, if I was a coach, I'd motherfucker.
He's a big guy.
I'd fucking play action role too. Yep. Play action. They looking for Derrick Henry because they know it's going to take 2-3 motherfuckers to tackle him, bro. Fuck all the bullshit.
Yeah.
Hell, yeah. Hey, man. Number 11, QB. We talk about Joe Burrow. Second year QB. Last year, I had him in my top 12 QB rankings, and he was going to finish within the top 10 if he would have played a whole year. He got injured. That fucking sucked, but he's healthy. He's back at it, and he's got a really familiar face that he knows from college. We talk about Jamar Chase, a motherfucking dog, bro. Another LSU wide receiver, and we already know the pedigree that these receivers bring to the table when they hit the NFL scene. He's one of those guys. He's that guy, it factor. And that's going to open things up for Burrow. You already have Higgins. Now you add him. You have Boyd. That's three catching motherfuckers, bro. Then you got Joe Mixon out of the backfield. The O-line is improved. The Bengals, they were at a top three pace. Man, they might have even been at a number one pace. I've said this stat so many times, Drew. I fucking forgot it. Before his injury, I want to say the Bengals were like top two or three. In pace.
Right. Yeah, they're on their way up.
That offensive pace, offensive opportunities, offensive attempts. So Joe Burrow at number 11, yet another quarterback. Single QB leagues, you target him late. Thank us later.
Yes, sir. Hell yeah, Burrow, man, the motherfucker's a beast. What could I say? He got all the talent in the world. He could have like
a... And a defense sucks. Like another,
there you go, another stamp on it. The defense is garbage. He could be like a Justin Herbert, where he is going to be a Justin Herbert type guy. Light it the fuck up with Jamar Chase, with Higgins. I believe Higgins is going to have a bigger...
That's that guy.
A bigger year than Jamar Chase. I think it's going to take him a little bit to get acclimated to the NFL speed. But, you know, I like Burrow as well. Another late guy, 10, 11, 12 round. Not 12, but 10, 11, whatever.
Yeah, double digits.
He's another guy. Yeah, he's another guy that he could light it up, get you 19 to 24 points a game. I like it.
Yep, that is it. But like I said, we bring it up over and over again. A defense that sucks and motherfucking team what? Yeah, because like you said, that fucking stat is how many times he threw the fucking ball, I believe. That's what it was. He fucking threw it a ton. And like I said, and we brought it up in prior.
He threw it like 60 times in one game, didn't he?
There it goes. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Even then, though, we're going through it, and we're doing our wide receiver motherfucking, you know, our dynasty rankings. And I got T. I'm talking about T. Higgins, and the guys had like 5 great-ass motherfucking fantasy football games last year, and motherfucking 4 of them were because of Joe Burrow being there. You know what I mean?
Big facts. This shit, bro.
It's huge, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You got to see how much that is, just like the Dak thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Joe Burrow is just another one of those guys that are going to come out and motherfucking, you know, praying to God, staying injured. You know what I'm saying? We don't wish injury on anybody.
Nobody can predict that shit. Right, nobody can.
It's part of the game, though. It's part of the game.
It happens. And some players get injured more than others. Obviously, he's coming off an injury, so there is some risk to him, a little bit more than some of these other guys.
That's why he's going so late in the rounds, though.
But look, we still value Dak how high. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? There is a world where, yeah, you know, some bullshit can happen again, but nobody could predict injuries, bro. Nobody.
Right. That is it, though, too. And then Joe Burrow, like you said, with the what happened to Jamar Chase out there, motherfucker, LSU Tiger motherfucker connection. I think it's going to be big. I think defense has got to worry about how the fuck they're going to defend against all, you know, what type of motherfucking defense they're going to have to run with that. And it's going to be easy for Cincinnati to adjust. And the fact that they don't have a superior tight end over there neither causes you to get a little bit more down the field. So those short routes, you know, a lot of them get taken away. So being Joe Burrow, having to throw over the top, more yards, more possibilities for motherfucking touchdowns, more fantasy points.
And they don't need a tight end to run routes. He's there to help out and block.
He's there to help block, right? Yeah. But at the same time, though, you know what I mean? I'm thinking
Joe Mixon is going to eat.
More targets going down the field.
Come on, man. Let's go. Joey Mixon a lot.
There you go, man. Yeah, man, boy. Everybody likes Mix. Boy. Oh, man. I don't know how to feel about that guy. But still.
All right, no, no, no. We'll save it. We'll save it for the next one. Go ahead, Brody. Clean it up, man. Finish it up.
Clean it up with the last one in there, man. We got motherfucking Philadelphia Eagles, motherfucking Jalen Hurts. And you know what, though, bro? What I gotta say about this guy, a lot of people are like, what the fuck? You know, Jalen Hurts, motherfucking this, Jalen Hurts, motherfucking that. We're like, hey, bro, did we forget that he only had, he didn't even start last year. Motherfucker was in a couple games. Yeah, he didn't do that great. But then at the same time, we got to look at the season in total, bro. Everything, COVID, everything that motherfuckers had to go through, everything that they had to go through. Jalen Hurts gets a fresh slate, whole offseason. Motherfucking preseason games, motherfucking adding motherfucking what's his name, Devontae Smith, motherfucking, you know, still having Jalen Rager over there, still having both of the tight ends over there. Somebody's got to get the ball. Jalen Hurts is motherfucking gonna go ahead, Abby, because we're looking at what they got. What's his name? They got a new coach over there too, and you know what I'm saying, Indianapolis Colts guy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at them motherfucking having that type of motherfucking offense. I think Jalen Hurts can motherfucking go ahead and you know, I won't say totally ball out, you know what I'm saying? But I think the chemistry coming in for this motherfucking year, him having a full time to prep and everything else like that, though, too, his attitude with them saying that fucking, hey, you know, the QB1 position isn't motherfucking solid. And he's like, hey, man, hey, you got to pay rent every week and I don't plan on being late. That's, I like that. I like them tough words you come out, you know what I'm saying, with that type of shit, bro. And I like QBs with that type of motherfucking attitude, bro. And in Philadelphia, it's another city that they got diehard fans, you know what I'm saying? They want to come out there, they want to see Eagles, you know, the Eagles fucking win. And not too long ago, the Philadelphia Eagles won the fucking Super Bowl. It's not fucking a long time ago, bro. It hasn't been forever.
Let's not talk about that. Team. That was a tough year for us.
Yeah, fuck that.
That was a tough year for us.
Look, bro, I'm just saying out there. I'm just thinking Jalen Hurts is motherfucking another one that, you know, I don't think he made, I think he was proud to be one of my honorable mentions and shit like that. But you know what I mean? But I don't got him too far off of this.
What was the read what our rankings was on that? What?
Yeah, right, who the last one I had?
That was Jalen Hurts right now. What you mean?
No.
Yours. Matt, you had
I moved everybody down.
So it was Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow would have been 12 for you.
Okay.
For Brody, that was Stafford.
Yeah.
For me, I had Tannehill, and so did Sweetness.
Where did I have Hurts?
You had Hurts at 11? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I did too. So did Sweetness. Sid, you did not have him.
No.
That's the only reason he fell to 12 then.
Next after that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I fuck with Jalen Hurts, man. He's decent. Like Drill just said, he got a whole year actually to prep. You know, they're not saying that he's the starter or whatnot, but you know, that's a light of fire in his ass. They, you know, get some competition. You know, you ain't gonna get it right away. You ain't gonna give a hand to you. You don't have to earn it, type shit. And I think this year he could do it, and he is gonna do it. He brings another element to the game with his legs. And that's how he was able to get a lot of fantasy points last year, running out, bootlegging, all types of stuff like that, getting those extra yardage and then throwing it over the top. And then this year with the Eagles, they got their linemen coming back. They got Brooks coming back, Peters coming back, fully healthy, all those guys. Miles Sanders should be coming back healthy.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And then you got a lot of other running backs coming back there as well to try to pick up blitzes or take the pressure off of him as well. You got two tight ends over there that are very knowledgeable with Goddard and Zach Ertz. If they don't trade him, I think they're going to keep him because it is that's going to help Hurts a lot to have a Ertz there. Zach Ertz.
Hey, it helped Nick Foles and Carson Wentz that year. Remember with Zach, Trigger Trey and Zach Ertz?
Yeah, because Zach Ertz was eating.
Let's not talk about it.
No, I know, but it goes with the whole thing. If they keep Zach Ertz, you got Goddard. That's Zach another Ertz, passing option.
Zach Ertz is a leader, number one, and he's very knowledgeable. So he helps a lot of people in the room and type get open. Then you got, like you said, Devontae Smith, Fulgham. You got
he's injured right now, though.
Yeah, let's crazy, hope he comes. Right?
It's going down. Yeah. They must be going hard as fuck in practice, bro.
Eagles always like are injured all the time right before the season injured. It'd be crazy.
I don't have a problem with Hurts here at 12.
But yeah, I like Hurts.
I don't.
He's in the ball.
He's gonna be my honorable mention. So you know, I had him right around.
His passing game might not be what you want, but he's got that rushing upside. He's gonna finish top three at rushing attempts at the quarterback position. I really think he will. Lamar Jackson is going to be up there, and then it could possibly be Hurts just because that offense is really going to probably have nothing else. And they don't have a high investment in Hurts. Honestly, they don't really care about him like that.
Yeah.
They might just run him to the fucking dirt, honestly.
See what he could do.
Fantasy-wise, that's cool. Cool with me.
Have a Deshaun Watson type of year last year.
Exactly. Honorable mentions, though. I'll go first, man. I got an honorable mention. Trey Lance, man. Trey Lance has a possibility to finish top 12. First off, because Jimmy sucks. Second off, he's fucking injury prone. Third off, we've seen all these other quarterbacks succeed in this Shanahan offense. You know, Mullins, fucking CJ Beathard of Bethlehem. You know, we've seen all these quarterbacks fucking ball out. Yeah, but not even have close to the fucking talent that Trey Lance has. Trey Lance is a fucking dual threat. This guy threw no picks his last year in college. He was just rushing, just, you know, putting the hit stick on motherfuckers type shit.
Yeah.
So, and you don't even have to throw the ball far as fucking this offense. You got Ayuk, Debo, George Kittle that'll fuck you up in the intermediate game all day.
Yep.
All day. So, yeah, bro. I go with Trey Lance as my honorable mention.
Okay. You want to go, Drew?
Yeah, you know what? I'll say it real quick, though. Matty Ice, bro. I got to go over there. Another fucking team with a weak-ass motherfucking defense. I know they lose Julio. I know they lose Julio. They're consistently getting into shootouts, bro. They lost games. They've been ahead and lost in the background. So, constant shootouts. They lost Julio. Calvin really could step up in that motherfucking position. We've seen him do it with no problem. You know, Zacchaeus, Gage, those guys. And then you got fucking Kyle Pitts now. I watched some shit on Instagram where Matty Ice got both of his kids running and the wide receivers that they
chose. Oh, yeah, that was dope.
Calvin Ridley and Kyle Pitts. They are above, you know what I'm saying? So you already know that he's building that connection already with Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts is fucking probably one of the highest graded motherfucking tight ends ever to come out of a motherfucking NFL draft. I got high hopes for the guy, you know what I'm saying, and motherfucking everything else. But we already know that Matty Ice can do what he does. Julio Jones was hurt a lot, you know what I'm saying, last season, though, too, you know what I mean? And they were still able to put touchdowns on the motherfucking board. I know there's no Todd Gurley there, but then you got, you know, a reliable guy like Mike Davis and motherfucking everybody else who could still stretch out that motherfucking goddamn field. And I think Atlanta's going to have no problem scoring touchdowns. And I still think that puts Matt Ryan, you know what I'm saying, in the quarterback picture over there. So that's my
lot of shootouts for sure. All right. I'll go with mine. I think he was my number 12, Matthew Stafford, man. Yeah. I don't like getting this dude too much praise because he's an ex-Lion, but man, I like this dude. He's tough. He's a beast. You hear everybody say he's tough. You
know, Georgia Bulldog.
Shout out Sweetness.
I love the Bulldogs too. That's my favorite SEC team.
But this dude, we've been speaking about bad defenses all day. This defense could put him in a position to score a lot of touchdowns. You know, they can get turnovers and good parts.
Oh,
of the
I see what you mean.
Right there. You know, get the ball to him quick, you know, and he's going to hit his guys. They got a Robert Woods over there. You got a Cooper Kupp. My guy Fornicator put me on there when he was a rookie. I thought I didn't know the nigga was real. I'm like, Cooper Kupp, what the fuck is that? I thought he was bullshit.
Footballs, one cup.
He thought, yeah. I made that name up because before, the year after, I was like, Juju Smith-Schuster. He's like, nigga, stop it. I was like, he exists too, I swear.
He finds all the retarded guys. The retarded name guys.
They ball out.
Yeah. You're right. But another point is Akers went down. So, you know, that running attack that they thought they was going to have and they were really, you know, positive that it was going to happen this year is a waste. Something new now. You know, they might have to pivot to throwing it more and put a lot more on Stafford that, you know, he likes. But, well, he knows how to deal with it because he was with the Lions as well. And he threw his ass off over there. So I expect him to ball out over there, do some, you know, do some nice. He had 4,000 yards last year, 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and he's on a whole better team now. So I expect him to ball out.
Way better team.
That was without Gallaudet. That was
way without Gallaudet. Better coaching.
And who he had last year, just Hockenson and well, Marvin Jones. So, I mean, he got better weapons this year. Everybody knows this upgrade. So I expect him to ball out. That's my honorable mention.
Yeah, I fuck with it. Hell yeah, man. You guys got anything for the people out there?
Bear the fuck down, man. I'm ready. We a month away from football. Hope y'all ready.
Absolutely. Yep. I can't wait for this motherfucking season to start, bro. It's going to be motherfucking great, boy. I've been thirsty for some football, and it's been on and shit like that. And I'm, you know, I'm missing my little NFL network right now, but I'm ready to motherfucking get back on it, dog. But, you know, we're going to keep coming at you. We're going to be rapid firing these motherfucking rankings and everything for motherfucking redrafts. So, motherfucking, stand the fuck by, boy, because we finna be coming hard.
Hell yeah.
Sure, get y'all ready.
We got the running back ranking show. That's going to be up next. Stay tuned for that one. We're going to put you guys on game. Let's get this cash, man. Let's win this league, all these leagues. That's what we're here for, baby. So, for Sweetness, Doc, my brother's over here, Renegade, Drilly. It's your boy, Smoking Jay. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace out, baby.
Better fuck down.